Well, good morning. Welcome to 630 KHOW. We want to thank you for joining us. Brand new show that we are launching here on 630 KHOW. It is called 3D Law. And every week we are going to talk with one of the terrific lawyers from Levin, Jacobson, and Jaffa. David Jaffa with us this morning. How are you?
Great, thanks. Thanks. Good morning, Mike. Great to be here.
It's great to see you. Looking forward to spending every Sunday morning with you. We're going to have a lot of fun, aren't we?
I'm going to. That's for sure.
We all are. Let's first give people a little bit of your background, David, because we are going to run the gamut on all things legal each and every Sunday morning. We're going to talk about all kinds of issues and current events and really couch them in legal terms and give people an idea of how it affects them. But first, a little bit of your background. Tell us how you got to Colorado and sort of what your legal expertise is and some of those good things.
Okay, well, thanks. Well, I got to Colorado very easily in the common way. I was born here, and 57 years ago, almost 58, and I lived here most of my life. I went away to college in St. Louis at Washington University. I graduated from public schools here in Denver, from Manual High School. I went to East, and before that, to George Washington. And through the wonders of integration and busing, I went from George Washington to Manual, and there was a joint program at Manual and East. That was in the late 70s. I graduated 77 from high school. I went to college in St. Louis at Washington University, where I graduated in 1981. I immediately came back home and went to law school at the University of Denver, graduated in 1984. And in that same year, hung out my shingle, and I practiced law by myself for a number of years. I joined smaller firms along the way. And then started my own practice in earnest in 2004. I was with a firm, and things didn't work out. One of the partners had a little problem. So I found myself again on my own and began the law offices of David C. Jaffa. In 2005, my family and I then all moved to Israel, where I now live in Jerusalem, but I maintained my law practice here. At the end of 2015, I merged my practice with two of my great old friends, Dan Levin and Don Jacobson. And today we are Levin, Jacobson, and Jaffa, 3D Law. That is Dan, Don, and David.
I love it. I love it. That's going to catch on. You know that.
I hope so. That's the idea.
That's great. So with the firm, the specialty as a group, the specialty for you individually, how does it all break down?
Well, we all assist each other, but I'll start with myself.
Sure.
I know that the best. I have what one might have called in the past a general practice. I generally take on cases that many other lawyers may not take simply because I'm able to from a financial perspective. My overhead is relatively low despite living overseas and coming back frequently to the United States, to Denver. So I do administrative law. I do criminal law. I cut my teeth in the U.S. District Court as a criminal defense lawyer, as a baby lawyer, and also doing collection work and eviction work when I first started in 1984 and 85. And I did a lot of that. So I learned a lot from that experience and practiced. I was a member of what's called the CJA panel, which is a panel of federal lawyers who get appointed to cases the Justice Act of the United States that allows lawyers to be appointed when there's a conflict with the federal public defender. So I did that work for a long time until we moved in 2005. I still do criminal defense today, do criminal appeals. I do post-conviction work. So the criminal work was very good, but now being overseas and with the advent of electronic and digital work, a lot of all the pleadings anymore are filed electronically. I'm able to do that from anywhere. And so for personal reasons, we moved to Jerusalem, and then but I maintain the practice here. But I do my practice. We do family law, but again, in my particular case, the family law cases I do are generally complex. They either involve cross state lines issues regarding children, domestic abuse matters, or just complications within the divorce itself. So I personally don't do what one would call a simple divorce.
Right.
But the firm does. So Dan does that, and we have a an associate, Stephanie, who lives in Kansas City,
mm-hmm.
and she does a lot of our domestic relations work. And so Dan, however, also does a lot of business development, and he does transactional work, creating documents for businesses. And that's what he does generally. Now, we all are involved in litigation because some of the work we do does that. So Don Jacobson, he actually is a mediator. He has a mediation business on the side. And he, when it comes time to negotiating matters, he's mm-hmm. pretty good. He's got some good ideas about stuff. But he also does litigation, a lot of civil litigation. And so together, oftentimes, we will work cases together and we cover for each other on all these kind of cases. So that's basically it.
You guys cover a wide spectrum.
Quite a wide spectrum. The goal being that we assist individuals and small businesses through the gamut of all sorts of things, whether it's an individual being sued,
mm-hmm.
an individual who needs to sue somebody because they cannot work out a resolution in advance of that. We will assist people in all kinds of things, especially, though, with state and federal regulations. We will help people because that's a necessary part of business today and
sure.
for individuals as well.
Yeah. David Jaffa is with us. You are listening to 3D Law here on 630 KHOW, brand new show, and we are just so excited to be launching with David and, of course, his partners, Dan Levin, Don Jacobson. You kind of get the idea. If during the course of the week people want to get in touch with you, David, let's, as we continue here, give people a couple of options. First, we do have an email address set up, 3DLawDenver@gmail.com. That's the number 3, the letter D, Law Denver, 3DLawDenver@gmail.com. But you also welcome people to call the firm directly. How can
sure.
they do that?
Sure. We have a phone number, 303-504-4242. They can reach me directly at 303-964-9500. If you call the main desk, then if it's on a weekend, you'll get a prompt for each one of our mailboxes.
Mm-hmm.
If you call during the week, you'll speak with our lovely legal assistant, Jessie, and she will put you in touch with us wherever we are. Stephanie Hammond, who I said lives in Kansas City.
Right.
So, and I am, when I'm in Jerusalem, when I'm home, if someone calls the office, Jessie can reach us on our phones there.
That's outstanding.
Technology is such that, so for instance, on my desk in Denver, my desk in Jerusalem, I have the exact same phone. It's
yeah,
a console.
Of course.
And so I can speak directly with everybody here in Denver in
yep.
my office, and they can speak with me. So there's no call. If a person would call 964-9500, the 303 number that I mentioned, and it rings on my desk in Jerusalem, I pick it up, no cost to the caller. It rings directly to my desk there.
It's amazing what technology
yeah,
does.
Yeah, it's phenomenal. Phenomenal.
What I want to do, spend a few minutes here on our remaining time in the program, is talk about just the legal system in general and the accessibility, because with a little personal experience as a customer, if you will, we had in our family a couple of occasions to have to go into the legal system. One was based on an issue when we were living in a condo. There was a situation that arose and we had to basically pursue some legal action in order to get this situation. It was a noise issue from a pipe that was noisy. And then there was another issue that we had with a past employer where we had to eventually go the legal route. And honestly, David, before those two situations had come up for us, I was petrified of the legal system. It's like, I can't hire a lawyer. I can't do this. It's too expensive. There's no way it's ever going to get resolved. We're never going to win. I mean, I'm kind of freaking out. But what I learned through both of those situations is there really are people, i.e. lawyers, who are out there who know how to use the system, who know the ins and outs of it, to where you don't have to be afraid. Come in and talk to you or to Don or to Dan and say, tell us the problem, because this is why you guys are here, right? To help people.
That is exactly right. So in your experience, and you and I have chatted about it before,
I don't
mind me saying.
No, not at all.
But I think the idea, because most people's impressions of lawyers have been formed by the press and big stories, right? Or television shows that promote lawyers. Now, they're not going to, Hollywood is not going to produce a television show that bores people. Okay. For example, a spy. All right, let's just take an intelligence officer. The average intelligence officer does things that would bore most of us.
Right.
They look through data. They comb through piles of papers. That's what intelligence officers do to find patterns and that sort of thing. That's what most do. It's the rare person on the ground, the operative on the ground, who does all the exciting things that makes television shows and movies, right? For the most part, what lawyers do is assist people plod through the things that make life complicated, whether it's banking issues, collection issues. It's the very rare case, the criminal defense cases, even those. So you have the what we call blue-collar crime or the street crime that can be exciting. You have a very fancy murder case, all right, the one that took the nation's attention in 1994, the O.J. case, which, you know, brought people into the courtroom. Well, that was exciting because it was a personality.
Right.
It was whodunit. As someone said at the time, I think O.J. got a one-week preliminary hearing. And one of my colleagues said, well, that's fascinating because most of us don't even get a one-week trial.
Yeah.
Right?
That's
Let
true.
Alone a preliminary hearing that lasts a week, and the trial lasted for weeks, right? The point is that the average case is relatively boring, all right? Even financial crimes especially, you know, embezzlement. Well, what this means is that the prosecution has to bring in boxes of documents, mm-hmm. and the jury has to sit there and listen for days on end as they try to find the four checks that show that the alleged bad guy did something wrong.
Right.
This is boring, all right? The point is that lawyers do things. Lawyers are technicians. And I tell people, I'm a technician, not a magician. I cannot make the facts go away.
Right.
But we have to look at the facts. And it's tedious work. It's certainly time intensive. So what we have to do is go through things. Now, so an individual has this idea of a lawyer, just like we have the idea of the spy, right? Every spy is James Bond. Not true.
Right.
Right? Every nation has spies, but most of them do boring work. Lawyers, for the most part, do boring work. I've been very fortunate in 33 years of law practice to never have a boring day. Every day of my work has been exciting and very good, but I've been very fortunate. And for the most part, it comes from explaining to people why they would need a lawyer and how we can resolve the problem. That's what lawyers are. Lawyers are resolution experts. Because as you found out in your situation with your condominium, you went to a lawyer who helped you out. They were very good at what they did.
Yeah.
And your thought was, well, I can never afford this fancy lawyer who I see, you know, on Suits or,
right.
you know, there were all
that stereotypical
LA Law,
right.
the old television show most people
sure.
listening probably never even heard of. But these programs, you know, are not the typical lawyer. And so a person thinks, well, I can't afford Perry Mason. I can't afford, I don't even know the names of the lawyers on Suits.
Right. Yeah, I don't either.
I don't know these programs so well. But the point is, I can't afford these guys. Well, it's not true. Lawyers can be affordable. And like in medicine, where patients sometimes have to be a little bit aggressive
mm-hmm.
with the doctors, so clients have to be a little bit aggressive with their lawyers and ask questions. And a good lawyer will answer those questions for the client. What are we doing? What's the goal? Why do you need to file this document? Is that really going to be an effective use of your time? A good lawyer will explain to a client, here are our options. This option will cost X. This option will cost Y. Here's what I expect the result will be. Now, no lawyer can predict a result, and any lawyer who says so is puffing, in my opinion, because judges do different things in different places. But the availability of lawyers is out there, and our current Chief Justice of the state, the Supreme Court, Nancy Rice, has a program that she implemented called Access to Justice. And what it is for middle-class, upper-middle-class people to understand lawyers are available. If you need someone to review a contract before you buy a house, or you've now signed on to do a program where there's a loan involved or something, it's not a bad idea to get a lawyer to read those documents because you could get stuck Mm-hmm. Because there is fine print. When we use the term fine print, we are certainly talking about the size of the print, which unfortunately is sometimes small, although we have laws, especially in lending, about how small print can
be. Really?
Yes.
There's a law for everything.
There is. There's regulations for everything. So most housing contracts, for example, the print has to be no smaller than a certain size.
Right.
And there have to be those consequences for failing to pay, or that have to be in bold print so that the average person can read it. We have, for example, a federal act, which is mirrored in our state here in Colorado, the Fair Debt Collections Practices Act. What does that mean? That means a person who is being dunned, or they get a collection notice, they fail to pay a bill of some sort for whatever reasons, even legitimate reasons, they may get a letter in the mail. That act prescribes that everything that's done by the collection agency, and it generally applies to collection agencies, but it also applies to lawyers, the information has to be clear, and the information has to be forthcoming. If someone says, if a bank or some merchant says you owe them money, they have to explain why. And we have a law, the Congress passed a law in the 80s, early 80s, mm-hmm. called the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act. And the goal of that is to address the least able among us to understand it. So a person doesn't have to have a college education to read a dunning letter. That's the idea.
Right.
If a person owes a hospital money or something and they hire a collection agency, then that collection agency has to follow certain rules. It's never a bad idea for a person who is the subject of that letter to call a lawyer. Now, is it going to cost some money? Yes, it'll cost some money.
Sure.
But it may just be an hour's time, and the lawyer can give all kinds of advice. It has happened to me on numerous occasions when someone called and said, do you owe the money? Yeah, I owe the money. Okay, well, let's work out a payment plan. Oh, I didn't know I could do that.
Options.
Right? Options. The lawyer gives a person options that maybe you get the dunning letter in the mail, you open it up, you're freaking out.
Sure.
Oh, I forgot. Or, honey, did you pay the bill? Honey, I shrunk the checkbook. All right? So now people aren't thinking because they're nervous. They're upset. Take a breath. Take a drink of water or some other such beverage. And then call a lawyer. There are programs where people can seek legal advice on a short-term basis. You can call our firm and speak to one of us for a short term. Ultimately, if it becomes a larger issue, we would have to charge.
Sure.
We're in the business of earning money. There's no question. And as Abe Lincoln said, a lawyer's time and advice are his stock in trade. So that's what lawyers offer. We don't have books or records. We have advice.
Yes.
But it certainly helps and is necessary for a person sometimes to seek legal advice, and it can be very simple. And people will not necessarily know that.
David Jaffa is with us on 3D Law here on 630K. How every Sunday morning at 9:30, we'll be hearing from David or perhaps Don or perhaps Dan. We're looking forward to continuing this relationship here on 3D Law. And you can reach these gentlemen, 3DLawDenver@gmail.com. That's the number 3DLawDenver@gmail.com. David, I think the other thing that you bring out just in encouraging people to explore if they think they have a problem is that sometimes we make problems bigger. But I like what you said. Many times it's one conversation. It's two conversations. It's saying, oh, I didn't know that that option exists. They go back to the entity without even getting you further involved. And all of a sudden they're on the road to resolution without it becoming, quote unquote, a federal case of this huge insurmountable challenge that maybe they thought it would be.
And I think sometimes, we have a tendency to let panic overrun us.
Which is natural, right?
100%. You get this dunning notice in the mail, you open it up, and you're upset, you're angry. The first thing you want to do is blame someone else. It's normal, all right? What I'm saying, first of all, you're going to get 30 days. No, they're not allowed to do anything short of 30 days under this act, both in the state. We have a state Collection Practices Act, but we also have the Federal Debt Collection Practices Act. So you have to do that. I do want to go back and just make sure I'm clear about a couple of things. Our associate in the Kansas City area is named Stephanie Heyman. It's H A Hammann. And she works with us. And like I said, she does a lot of domestic work, but she does other civil work for us as well.
Sure.
And then the other thing, when I mentioned the Justice Act, the CJA, I'm so used to saying CJA, its full name is the Criminal Justice Act. And today, with the access of internet, people can look a lot of these things up on their own. So you could go look up Criminal Justice Act and you'd understand what it is. Again, these are court-appointed lawyers. They do get paid, but at a significantly lower rate. And they're paid by Congress, meaning there is a budget mm-hmm. line item for these lawyers across the United States. And like many public defenders, this is some of the best lawyers you cannot buy. In other words, these are some fine, fine lawyers. So if a person should be accused of a crime in federal court and they cannot afford a lawyer, they will first make application with the Federal Public Defender's Office. And if there are multiple defendants, then there'd be a conflict of interest. And then one of these CJA lawyers will be appointed by the court. I was one of those CJA lawyers from 1985 was mm-hmm. my first case, I remember, through 2005. So for 20 years, I did that. And that's where I learned criminal defense work in the federal courts.
The fact is, there's resources for people. They just have to get over whatever it is, the fear, the intimidation, the making things big. They just have to reach out to you guys, right. to a lawyer. Reach out to you at your office, 303-504-4242, and at least have that first conversation. Okay, David, what are we talking about? Are we talking about this thing that's going to be a huge case, or are we just talking about maybe a conversation or two with this entity or that entity or whatever I think might be the problem? They just have to make that call.
Right, absolutely. And then a lot of this can be explained. And again, you may have to pay some money, but it's better, you know, it's an investment.
Of course it is.
Now,
because and let me stop there, because not paying and letting it become a bigger problem, then maybe the fear and the intimidation becomes a little more warranted. But on the front end, at the beginning, don't let it become that.
Exactly. And so that's one thing, though, in all of life, we all have these experiences where we think we have to act immediately. And again, so I'm specifically talking about now the collection scenario. But even if a person gets served with a lawsuit or has some event happen, stop a minute. And think, we live in a time and an age where taking a moment out to take a breath and think is just not thought of,
mm-hmm.
right? Because everything has to happen immediately, right? We have a 24-hour news cycle, which is ridiculous in a sense that it doesn't even give me a chance to absorb what I've heard, so that most of us can't even remember it. You get a letter like that in the mail, you're going to have 30 days. Now, I'm not saying forget about it and ignore it. But at the same time, you don't have to rush off and call. Read the letter. See what it says. Think about it. And then it's going to invariably be on a weekend, or you got home from work on a Friday night,
right.
And there's the mail in your box, and now you can't do a thing till Monday. More frustrating than ever, right?
Yes.
So take the 2 days. Relax. Go play ball. Go watch ball. Whatever it is you do. Then Monday morning, call a lawyer and see what it is. Or in the meantime, do some research on your own. Did I not pay the bill, or did I pay the bill? If I paid the bill, those people are going to be very happy to see the canceled check or some online evidence that you paid it. So step back a minute is what my advice is in all things.
Mm-hmm.
Take a deep breath, because despite the world we live in that suggests something will happen to you in the next millisecond, it's not true.
I remember in our particular case, in both of them, really, you know, we had done some things that I knew to do and was just got nowhere. And finally, that realization that was here in our final minute or two, I just want you to talk about this, that for me, it was, I got to make that call. I need some help. And I was almost relieved, because I realized that the attorneys we ended up using they wanted to help. It wasn't the stereotypical attorney. There are people who know the system who can help you. And I think as we wrap here, that to me might be the most important thing of all, was just the relief that people can get knowing that, all right, there's a problem. There's somebody I can talk to.
So what we all make a mistake about is, oh, I can do it myself, right? I don't think there's too many people, if they're not a car mechanic, would get under the hood if something happened. They call somebody. Same with some problem in your house. Same with on your computer. Unless you know what you're doing. the field of law is complicated, and it's not magic. I mean, there are a lot of lawyers out there, so it can't be that hard. But at the same time, it's technical, and there are technical rules and things that we know about, and things that we know, especially having practiced 33 years. Now, I'm the youngest of the partners, right? So I think collectively we figured out we have over 90 years experience among us.
That's amazing.
So we know a lot of stuff through trial and error, if nothing else. We have the bruises and the cuts to show what we know. So call a lawyer if it's a legal matter and you just have some questions, because most lawyers should be able to at least direct you in the proper way. Maybe in the next show, what we'll talk about is how you can go through the field of the internet and see where you can get some help.
Absolutely. We will do that. Great to see you this week. Looking forward to next Sunday. Thank you, David.
Thank you very much, Mike. Great to be here.
So great to have David in studio with us here on 630 KHOW. He is with Levin, Jacobson, and Jaffa right here in Denver. They are just terrific. If you want to get in touch with us here at the show, feel free to email us, 3DLawDenver@gmail.com. The number 3, the letter D, Law Denver, 3DLawDenver@gmail.com. Maybe you have a question for David. Maybe you want to hear him address a topic of a certain nature on a future show. We invite you to email 3DLawDenver@gmail.com. The firm's website, we also invite you to explore if you have some questions or want to check out their services, LJJLaw.com. LJJLaw.com. Levin, Jacobson, and Jaffa. Look forward to talking to David each and every week right here on 3D Law on KHOW. It is a tremendous resource. You're going to enjoy it. We're going to cover topics of all natures right here. Our next edition is next Sunday morning at 9:30. We invite you back then. For David, I'm Mike Rice, and our producer, Lori Lynn Barker. Thanks for joining us right here on 630 KHOW.